The Apostle Paul's second missionary journey was coming to an end. Paul felt that it was time for him to go back to his home church of Antioch in Syria, which had sent him and Silas, his fellow evangelist, to preach the gospel to the Gentile nations. This second great missionary tour had taken him for the first time to Europe. Coming by sea from Asia Minor, he had entered Macedonia, a region lying to the north of Greece, by following the great Roman road, the Ignatian Way, that ran from Byzantium in the east to Rome in the west. Paul was well aware of the strategic value of churches planted along this busy route. He had stopped at Philippi, a Roman colony, and founded the first church in Europe. While he was there, he was beaten and imprisoned without a trial. After being released and rehabilitated by the civil authorities, he was told to leave the city. So he had gone to Thessalonica, a town lying some 150 kilometers to the southwest of Philippi, and there a second church was established. Forced by his enemies to leave earlier than he intended, Paul had gone west for about another 60 kilometers until he reached Berea. The Jewish colony in that town received him with greater consideration than the people in Thessalonica, and a third church was planted. But having been made to leave once again, he went south to Greece. On arriving in Athens, he began to preach the gospel, but his ministry there produced few results. Only a small number of people responded to his message. From there, Paul went to Corinth, an important commercial center lying at the crossroads of land and sea trade routes, from where the gospel could spread in every direction. Paul stayed there a year and a half, because the Lord spoke to him one night in a vision to say that there would be many believers in the city, and a large church was founded. The apostle was confronted here as elsewhere with growing hostility from the Jews. However, he was able to work in peace because the Roman authorities refused to intervene as the Jews would have liked. The church in Corinth was made up of members of many different nationalities, cultures, and classes. There were a number of converted Jews, among whom was the leader of a synagogue, Crispus, and his family. But the majority of believers were of Gentile origin. There were slaves and freemen, rich and poor, nobles and commoners, some of whom, like Erastus, the treasurer of the city, Chloe, a well-to-do woman, Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and others, are mentioned by Paul in his letters. Some of the church members were Romans, but most of them came from the lower classes, and many had lived dissolute lives before their conversion. The church in Corinth was going to cause Paul much heartache and anxiety. Later, he went to visit them again, and he also wrote them letters, two of which we have today, the two epistles to the Corinthians. Before his departure, Paul took leave of his brothers in the faith, and then went to the city's seaport of Cenchrea, where he embarked on a ship bound for Palestine. He was accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila, the Christian couple of Jewish origin with whom he had lodged. Before he sailed, Paul had his hair cut off because of a vow he had taken. The ship, which was bound for Syria, had to stop on its way at Ephesus, on the west coast of Asia Minor. Ephesus was the capital city of the Roman province of Asia and had an important Jewish colony. So while Paul was waiting for the ship to leave, he went to the synagogue to reason with the Jews, who received his message with interest and asked him to spend more time with them. Paul declined, but as he left, he promised, "I will come back if it is God's will." When the ship set sail, Paul continued on his journey, but Priscilla and Aquila remained behind. Some time later, Paul kept his promise. On his third missionary tour, he came back to Ephesus, and the city became the center of an important Christian outreach. On arriving in Palestine, Paul landed at Caesarea. He went first to Jerusalem and greeted the assembly, and then headed north for his home church of Antioch in Syria, from where he had set out some 2 or 3 years before. Next episode, Paul at Ephesus.